heating in this, the kind of heating you had in here originally when the house was first built?
I had a big fireplace and three of them, one in the kitchen, one in yonder, and one here. These two still here, but when we got electricity and had to put in our cabinets and things, that old chimney was getting bad and dangerous, and we just took it out and it get out of the way. And I took up a lot of room so we could put in cabinets and things like that. But we don't use neither one of the fireplaces now. We use this oil stove and electric heater and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now the what about this place that extends out here in the front? I don't see one here, but there probably was one with made of brick.
Cement.
Yeah.
It used to be brick, and then
or stone.
Made it concrete. Cement.
What was that called?
Hearth.
And then now what's the fuel in this stove? Is this
coal? Coal.
Okay. And what?
Kerosene.
And in the fireplace,
we used to use wood in that,
Okay. What kept the wood in place in this? What'd you call those things?
Doggone.
Okay. And then the what'd you call a large? Piece of wood you'd.
Backstick, the big one. Put the backstick behind. It'd last maybe a day and a night if it's hickory or hickory or.
Mm-hmm.
Sycamore or something like that, black gum. We'd always try to get something like that, for back sticks. The longer the last, the better your fire was,
Mm-hmm. And how did you get the fire started?
Well, that's a pine. Get your little kindling. Set that fire on it. It wouldn't be long, how far. Always have a little dry wood to take off with you.
And what did you call it?
I just started. Well, you could just burn anything.
Did you call that pine anything but anything else?
They're just rich, just rich pine. Come out of the heart of a pine tree or something. Some pines had a lot of rich in them, and some didn't.
Did they ever call that lightered around here?
Call it what?
Lightered.
Uh-uh.
Lighted?
No,
that's not. Okay.
Get some of that. There's plenty of pine them days,
But you called that stuff in it the rich.
Yeah.
The rich was that.
During the gun, maybe a tree had been skin or something or defected. And that'd be pine, I don't know. And then a lot of times you'd get hearts, that was pine. You take the sills in this house. I had to take the front one out years ago, and put a block foundation under it, and it is a 12x12 huge sill, 40 feet long, and I've got some of it out there in the woodshed yet. It's dry, and it's hard stuff. You take a great big pine and hew her down to the heart, and the heart's the thing that will last right on and on. Sap's what rots, the sap part, but you get to the heart, then you stay there. All these in under this house is original sills.
Where those pictures are on the fire over the fireplace, what's that?
We used to call it the fireboard, but nowadays they call them the mantle.
Did they ever call that in the old house where your father's house, the house you were born? Did they ever call the living room anything else?
No, not that I remember of. It had three rooms, I asked it.
Have you ever heard that called the big house, that one room, the room they lived in?
No, I don't know if ever
that's
did.
Not. How was that house laid out? Do you remember that?
It was laid out to sort of along this way, and then a L on it back there. And I had a kitchen and dining room back there, and two bedrooms in here, and a double fireplace. You see, they'd build fireplaces in the center of houses then, and use two rooms. Have a fireplace on each side, one chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that had.